Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm here in the studio this morning with a guest. I'd like to welcome to Sitka, Lisa Hirsch-Valandry. Thank you, Lisa, for coming in this morning. And Lisa is here with the Sitka Ranger District. She's a support services supervisor and is here to talk about an upcoming free workshop through the Forest Service. But before we get into that, let's just find out a little bit about you, Lisa. I was wondering how long you've been in Sitka and maybe how long you've been in this job you've had, what this job is all about.
I came to Sitka in 81, and I've been here ever since. And I have been working for the Forest Service for over 20 years and as a support services supervisor for the Sitka Ranger District for 12.
Okay. And what exactly is a support services supervisor? What do you do?
Well, basically, I oversee all administrative programs. If it's not resource related, then it pretty much falls in my lap. My job is to make sure the administrative processes are done for our employees to get out in the field to do their job.
Okay. Sounds interesting. And it also explains why you're in charge of this upcoming thing, which is a workshop, a free workshop through the Forest Service. It'll be December 8th from 2 to 5 p.m. And the workshop is called, is it just called Hub Zone Workshop? Or what is the name of this workshop?
That is what I'm that's what it's saying. It's called the Hub Zone Application Live is the name of the of the program that they're doing.
Okay. So what exactly is this? I know Hub Zone stands for something. Maybe you can tell us what
that is. Yeah, it stands for Historically Underutilized Business Zones. It's a program that helps small businesses in urban and rural communities gain preferential access to federal procurement opportunities.
Okay. So this workshop is for small businesses, it sounds like.
Absolutely. They also provide a certification issued by the Small Business Administration. Federal buyers can set aside as federal government can set aside solicitations, restricted competition for Hub Zone certified companies as long as there's at least two Hub Zone certified companies within our area.
Like bidding for the particular job.
Correct.
Okay, so this is definitely for local small businesses who want to essentially be contractors for the federal government.
Correct.
Okay, so what exactly, like what kind of small business would be good to come to this workshop?
Well, we're talking small construction. We do a lot of construction in Sitka. Small businesses that deal in general labor, we're looking for at times. Cleaning companies also, sometimes we look for example.
Sure. Okay. So normally the federal government has to kind of set out or people have to bid to work for the government for these jobs?
They have to bid for contracts. We solicit, we'll go out with solicitations and look for businesses that want to bid on our projects.
Okay.
And this kind of helps the small businesses get their foot in the door a little bit easier.
Because the bigger businesses, they can do, what's the situation?
The problem? Yeah. Well, they can outbid them.
Okay.
You know, they can outbid them. And so the small businesses have no chance.
Okay. So this is actually a chance for small businesses to actually get a certification and get a kind of a leg up on bigger businesses that might normally have an easier time winning these bids. Okay.
Yeah.
So if there's a small business out there that's interested in participating in this workshop, what do they need to do, if anything?
Well, first of all, they need to qualify for the program. And in order to qualify, you have to be a small business and principal owner and a U.S. citizen. And your office has to be located in a hub zone region, which is a rural or urban community, which we are. And 35% of the employees that you have to reside in also in the hub zone.
Okay. And if you are listening and if someone's listening and realizes that they meet all those criteria, can they just show up to the workshop or?
Well, there's a couple of prerequisitions that need to be obtained first before you show up to the workshop. And one of them is you have to be active in our SAM government registration program. And SAM means Simplified Acquisition Management in order with the correct physical address. And you also have to have this SBA General Login System, GLS registration. I have the information.
Sure.
What this means, this is one of those acronyms. I'm going, what does that mean?
Right.
I'll find out for people and let them know if they want to call and find out more. And you have to have a laptop with Wi-Fi capability.
Okay. So it sounds like people need to register online to these other
programs.
Programs.
Yes,
okay.
I can provide that information.
Okay.
And then they just call and said, hey, we'd like to show up, and I will make sure that they have a Wi-Fi access.
Excellent. So let's talk about that. How can they get a hold of you if they want to participate or
sure,
find out more?
Sure, they can give me a call at my office at 907-747-4214 and give me a call. And if they have any questions or they would like to register and they've completed all the process,
great.
That'd be great.
Okay. And then what can they expect once they're at the workshop itself? Can you tell us a little
bit
about that?
Well, this workshop is kind of cool is because they help you complete the application process from the start to the beginning. So you have your computer open, you are putting in your information and watching them. It's going to be video conference, so you're going to see live on what they're doing. You're going to see their computer on that screen to know what you need to do.
Excellent. So by the time the businesses leave this workshop, they will actually have completed the certification.
Absolutely.
To be qualify
yes.
as a
yeah.
small business that can mm-hmm. do these bids. Okay. Wow. This sounds like a great opportunity
yes.
for small businesses.
Yeah. We're really excited town. About this.
Yeah. So we know the date. It's going to be December 8th from 2 to 5. Where will people be going for this?
Well,
workshop?
Here's an opportunity to see our brand new office. It's at 2108 Halibut Point Road. Please come a little bit early. We'd like to take you on a little tour. Our building is one of the few in the United States for the Forest Service that's so energy efficient. It's supposed to be a smart building. And
cool.
so it's kind of cool. And
yeah.
so we love to have the public come in and take a look at it, too.
Excellent. Another reason to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this does sound like an amazing opportunity for small businesses. I think that people might have questions to about making sure they qualify. So I just want to leave your phone number again.
Sure.
This is for Lisa Hirsch-Valandry, and you can reach her at 747-4214. And that's to find out more about the Forest Service workshop and to sign up if they qualify
Absolutely.
To attend the workshop. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Is there anything else people should
no.
know before they call or before they try to come?
No, we just want people to show up and give it a great opportunity to do this.
Yeah, it does sound like an amazing opportunity if you're a small business. So take advantage of it, listeners, if you have a small business here in Sitka. Thank you, Lisa, for coming in
Thank
and
you.
Telling us about this workshop. And you are listening to KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka. Good morning.